Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, members of the committee. My name is Tom Abello. I represent the Nature Conservancy, and we are here to testify in favor of this bill. I won't repeat a lot of the testimony you've heard today. We strongly support all that's come before us. I would just point out one key deliverable from the bill, and that would be the development of an outreach plan to increase awareness of OA based on the study and review of these existing research. Mainers need to be aware of this issue and its impacts. Public information helps us all prepare for changes in our marine system and helps inform helps us inform us how to be more flexible and adaptive as these changes occur. This is important not only for the Department of Marine Resources, but fishermen, fisheries managers, and others. The Conservancy hopes that one of the outcomes of the plan will be recommendations for what citizens, scientists, policymakers, and others can do to not only mitigate and avoid the impacts of ocean acidification, but shed light on what not to do to exacerbate the issue. The Nature Conservancy is undertaking an ambitious oyster restoration effort in Great Bay along the New Hampshire and Maine border, and in many parts of Maine's coast also once supported significant wild oyster populations. Recently, there's evidence that wild oysters may be able to come back to some of these areas with a little help, but it would be foolish now to invest in such efforts without knowing much more about the potential impacts of acidification and the ways that those impacts can be mitigated. So with that, again, we support this bill and happy to answer any questions now or in the future.
Any questions for the committee?